You'll never know when you might meet a stranger who'll become your hero. Perry Lee remembers meeting a young man who would later become a martial arts icon. That man was Bruce Lee. By the way, no relation to Perry. Perry Lee tells KUOW's Ruby DeLuna that he was a high school sophomore when he first encountered Bruce Lee.
This was in 1964 at Franklin High School. Back then, you had what you call the girls' assembly and the boys' assembly. And so they brought in Taki and Bruce Lee to do a demonstration.
Up until that point, have you ever heard of him?
No. You know, I was 14 years old. You know, didn't even know what Kung Fu was back then. And most people didn't. You know, back then all you really had was karate and judo.
It sounded like he asked for volunteers, like, yeah. Give me your toughest guy.
Give me your toughest guy. You know, who's the toughest person? Of course, in high school, you always knew who the toughest guy was. You knew who the prettiest girl was. You know, I still remember the person's name was Carl Woods. And so everybody yelled out his name. And, you know, back in high school, you had a lot of these young guys that were taking boxing classes. And so Carl kind of, you know, put up his hands. And when he made a move, I mean, just the minute he made a move, Bruce intercepted his punch. Intercepted his punch, slapped him on the side of the head, grabbed him and flipped him onto the ground. And I said, God, nay, that's pretty impressive, you know.
For a 14-year-old, what did someone like Bruce Lee mean to you?
To me, he was the first positive image of an Asian person, or first powerful image of an Asian person. Before that, all we had was, you know, people like Hop Sing on Bonanza with pigtails. You know, and here you see Bruce Lee, you know, super fluid, very cat-like, moving around. And it was just amazing. You know, nobody had ever seen anything like that before.
That meeting made such an impression on Perry Lee that he started collecting Bruce Lee memorabilia.